You're listening to Phil Henry on Coast to Coast PM. To talk with Phil from west of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. East of the Rockies, 1-800-449-8686. Here in the studio, dial 1-800-449-8686. Or if you want to talk to yourself, dial toll-free 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show on the Premier Radio Networks.
Phil Henry at 1-800-449-8686. We had in Los Angeles over this past weekend, we had a lot of things, and we certainly will address the Laker-Blazer game at length in our program. But we also had the Erotica LA Adult Entertainment Convention. And Chris Norton, a roving-style reporter for our program, was on the scene at the Erotica LA Adult Entertainment Convention, and he's on the line with us right now from Hermosa Beach to tell us a little bit about how that went and what was going on. Chris, where are you right now?
All right, so right now I'm sitting here having lunch over here at Capri's in Hermosa Beach and sort of doing a postmortem on the whole thing for Phil Henry Show over the national syndication. But I'd say it was interesting at the Erotica LA Adult Entertainment Convention. I was at the LA Convention Center. It was very, very hot, very, very sexy. Hot actresses from the adult convention. From the adult film.
What is the purpose of an adult? All conventions are basically put on. Not conventions, but I should say shows are put on for what?
Well, for retailers, for people to see what the different things are in the adult film business and the adult product business. I had a hard time getting in because I didn't have a press pass, but I did get the $15. That's what it cost.
You had to pay to get in?
I did, yeah.
Well, what happened to the press pass?
They didn't, for whatever reason, they didn't honor it, so I, you know.
Did you have a press pass?
I had one of your cards. I guess I wasn't good enough. But I...
No, the card isn't going to do... You got to get a press pass. Generally, you got to get that from the sheriff's office, okay? Anyway, tell us about... So there were products there at the Erotica LA Adult Entertainment Convention. It was different... What? Adult... tell me about it.
Well, Phil, it's an adult business. There's a lot of different adult products that's there. I had a list of... I had a list here of some of the people that were there. There was the Free Speech Coalition, French Kiss Magazine, Hedonism 2 and 3.
All of these are entities that have a stake in the sex business, huh?
Yeah, an adult entertainment business. There was Bedtime Productions was there, Wicked Pictures was there, Celestial Science, a lot of different companies would have got a stake in the adult business. But it's very sexy. It's very, very hot. And
Who was there from the film business?
A lot of your very favorite, not your necessarily, Phil, but I mean a lot of everybody's favorite, really hot, hot new stars of adult films. Jill Kelly, man, she sizzled. Serenity, Temptress was there. Stephanie Swift was there. Stacey Valentine, Kylie Ireland. Very, very, very hot-looking babe, Brooke Hunter, Dave Cummings. It's a place for fans to meet their favorite stars. And I had a good time, I guess I had a good time. We encountered a couple problems in terms of, I think, the way that the convention is promoted, Phil.
We're talking with Chris Norton, and he's over at the Capri Restaurant in Hermosa Beach talking to us about the Erotica LA Adult Entertainment Convention. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. What problems did you confront there?
Well, I wouldn't say...
I mean, you indicated there was a problem?
Well, the only problem that I had with it was that there... I think the only thing that marred an otherwise perfect day was that many of the women that were there, and there were a lot of women that were at this thing, but they did not seem to want to. They didn't seem to want it, you know. And
what do you mean by want it?
Well, I mean when you go to something called the Erotica LA Adult Entertainment Convention, there's a lot of film. There's a lot of adult porn stars there. There's a lot of porn business people are there, and if there's a lot of women come to it too, you know. And I think that these women didn't want to have sex, you know. And
you're indicating to me that you were meeting women there and you were asking them if they wanted to have sex?
Well, it's a natural thing to do, Phil. If you're at an adult entertainment convention, it's a natural thing, I think, to maybe want to meet women. I was just meeting women and saying hello to them and seeing if they wanted it. I mean, I think that says a lot about the convention, because if you are talking about a good sex convention, then the women that goes there are going to want it. And I find it very unusual for a woman to go to a sex convention and not want it, you know.
And all right, so while you were at the convention, were you meeting women and asking them if they wanted to have sex?
Well, I wasn't meeting women to see if they wanted to have sex. What I was doing was I was making friends, and yes, to see if they were interested. But I do not understand how a woman that is so immersed in all that sexuality doesn't get, you know, isn't sliding off her seat. And it's kind of a given that women there are going to want to give it. But it just didn't happen.
Are you talking about the women that were there as just customers, or the women that were...
Yeah, just the customers.
Not the actresses.
No, the actresses, I mean, are there to, you know, meet and greet, although I'm sure they want it, you know, because...
Well, here's an opinion, and I don't come from inside the industry, but as much sex as a adult film actress has during the course of the week, what makes you think that on the weekend at an adult convention, an erotic convention, she's going to want to have sex there?
Because that's why they got into the adult film business.
Because that's why they got into it? Why? Because they want to have sex all the time?
Because they want it, yeah. But I'm not even talking about the actresses. I'm talking about...
You're just talking about the regular women that were there. Were what, boyfriends? Were they there with girlfriends?
Yeah, well, some of them were there with their husbands. Some of them were there. Some of them were single. Some of them were there with their girlfriends, you know, and they're there out of curiosity. And so that's what I'm saying, you know. If I ran this convention, I think they need to reevaluate their image. I mean, the only women that would go to erotic or sex convention are women that want it, and they did not want it.
Well, then what's wrong? What do they need to do?
I think what they need to do, I think one of the brilliant, brilliant, brilliant things that Hal Griffith did, one of the great porn directors, was he brought out the lesbian aspect, and every woman wants to have lesbian sex anyway. So if they had more of a lesbian angle, a lot of women would be so turned on they'd want it right there, and, you know, right there on the floor of the convention center. Also, I think the convention center need to provide a place for people who, you know, who they knew in advance would get turned on by the sex to go with women who wanted it somewhere.
And where, a place to get intimate?
Yeah, absolutely. Probably a release station or some kind of a roped-off release area. So those are things that I found fault.
No, wait. You're asking the L.A. Convention Center.
No, not the L.A. Convention Center, Phil. Just the people who run the Erotic L.A. Adult Convention.
So the people that run this erotic convention to have places for people to go and have sex.
It only makes sense.
Why?
Because you're at an erotic convention.
Well, I just don't see how, because you're at an erotic convention, a convention about adult films and erotic whatever, adult AIDS, that you're necessarily going to want to have sex right there.
Well, this is one reporter's opinion, Phil, but I was at the Erotic L.A. Adult Entertainment Convention, and I was ready, Teddy, and I was ready to go, and there just was not too many women who wanted it, you know. And so that's what I would say. Eventually, I think they're going to have to change things around. But, you know, until then, I think some things are, you know, fortunately for me, I did get lucky toward the end of the day. And that,
so did you find a woman?
Yeah. I mean, she's in her 40s, you know. She was in her 40s, so I don't know if that's...
Okay, well...
I mean, it's just if you have a lot of sexuality, you're going to want to find a woman that wants it. And I don't know why more women didn't want it, that's all. And I was wearing my Cochran outfit, too, Phil. Did I tell you what I was wearing?
No, what? Out at the thing?
Yeah, I was wearing a Cochran outfit. Mesh tank top. I had black leather pants. I had my Tony Lama soft black leather boots. I had Oakley mirrored shades, shoe shine hair. I had a hemp friendship bracelet, nice looking Rolex, $200. I had a diamond stud in my ear. I have a tongue stud for oral sex, and I have a diamond stud in my nose. And so I was ready to go, and I looked hot, and I knew that I looked hot, you know.
Well, if you looked hot and you're at an erotic sex convention in L.A., why did you, the only woman you had sex with was in her 40s?
Yeah, she was like 45. She was working at a salad where they give salads out. You know, that,
why no other women?
Because of the fact, like I said, Phil, the women's were not turned on enough by the lesbian angle, and they need to have more lesbian sex if straight women are to get turned on at the SESS convention.
Okay, Chris Norton is with us here. He went out as one of our correspondents to the Erotica LA Adult Entertainment Convention at the LA Convention Center. $15 to get in. He said there were some very beautiful adult film stars there, but none of the women that came to this event, who came to this convention, wanted to have sex with him. And he thinks that's a failure of the convention for not emphasizing the lesbian angle enough. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. And that outfit you were wearing, Chris.
What about it?
I mean, you got to be kidding me, right?
No, man. Believe me, you need to take my advice, okay? Because that's where it's at, you know.
Yellow mesh tank top.
That's right. That's right. I know what women's wants, okay? And that's why this convention was pretty frustrating to me.
All right, Chris Norton with us here. 1-800-449-8686 as Chris talks to us about the Erotica LA Adult Entertainment Convention. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Here in Los Angeles over the weekend, there was the Erotica LA Adult Entertainment Convention. A lot of companies that are involved in adult entertainment will go to this convention as companies go to other conventions and promote their wares, promote their films, promote what they have. The Spearmint Rhino was there. Chris Norton is on the line. He was there reporting for our show. And Chris is at Capri's restaurant in Hermosa Beach right now. What is Spearmint Rhino, Chris?
That's a male adult strip place. There's some very, very classy strip joints where you can go look at women take their clothes off and places like that. But I was a little bit disappointed, I think, in the convention from the fact that they not have, I guess a lot of the women there just didn't want it, you know. But Spearmint Rhino is a national franchise.
But you were disappointed because the women that were there didn't want to have sex.
I would think that's one thing you expect, yeah.
All right, and you were there wearing an outfit.
Phil, I don't want to overdo that. I'm just saying that I was dressed to kill. I mean, any woman would see me in my. I mean, I do have a certain look that women want to have sex with me when I'm wearing it. That's all I'm saying.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, and that look, by the way, was a yellow mesh tank top, black leather pants, Tony Lama soft black leather boots, mirrored Oakley shades, and shoe-shined hair. Here is Lake City on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, sir, hi.
Yeah, I was just calling to make a comment about the last caller.
I'm right here, sir. Yes, sir, I'm right here.
Okay, you can hear me?
Yes, sir, I can hear you.
Okay, I was just calling to make a comment about the last caller. And what I just wanted to say is...
Well, I am the last caller.
Okay.
Chris is on the line with you right now.
Oh, okay, cool. First of all, not every woman wants to have lesbian sex. Okay?
Well...
That's simple fact.
That I agree with, but what about the ones that go to the L.A. Erotic
okay,
Convention Center?
Okay, well, newsflash. Here's a little something that all men have to face, okay? If you go somewhere and women just don't want to have sex...
Hold on. Your car phone is crapping out there for a second. Are you there? Okay, Lake City. Okay, Lake City, you there? Okay, the dude's gone. Syracuse on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. That's too bad. He had a good question. Syracuse, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
Phil? My husband and I are in the car, and we just cannot believe this Chris guy.
What can I help you with, ma'am?
Chris, I don't understand where you're coming from. Like, you can't even talk about sex except using the word it. They all don't want it.
No, that's what I mean, though. They want to have sex.
Obviously, they don't want to have it with you because if you were spending the whole day there and the outfit just didn't do it for them.
No, what I'm saying is this. I think it's an important thing to say. If women go by themselves to the L.A. Erotic Adult Sex Convention, you think that they'd want it, okay?
Well, I think anybody who's going there, first of all, maybe they're looking for a job, so they're not just going to give it to free to some guy who can't even get the credentials for a press pass.
I got in, okay, so I was there.
But you paid $15 to get in. They're going to give it to someone.
Well, what difference does it make? Oh, in other words, they're going to give it to a guy who's got a press pass?
Well, they'll probably spend their time with someone who can get them into the business. I don't think they're going to give it to just some guy in a mess tank top.
Well, I disagree, okay, because there is such a thing as a casting couch. And they
but
don't
you're
know.
Not the caster, Chris.
Well, they don't know who I am, you know. All they know is, and the other thing, it's actually got nothing to do with it. I'm talking about just getting turned on to what's going down. You know, you look around, it was just a cavalcade of sexuality, okay?
It was a what? It was like a cavalcade?
It was just a festival of sex. It was neat, you know? Every time you turn around, you're looking at, like, devices for sex and movies and everything.
Yeah.
And if you were there, I'm sure if you're a normal woman, you would have been turned on by it, but I guess not. And I think the reason is because there's not no lesbian angle on it. And
so this lady here in Syracuse, if she'd been there and there'd been more lesbian sex, she would have been turned on.
Well, all I'm saying is it wasn't sexy enough. That's all.
It wasn't sexy enough?
That's all I'm saying.
All right, ma'am. Thanks for your call. Schenectady on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. That the whole thing wasn't sexy enough.
That's right.
Schenectady, hello.
Yeah, this is Schenectady.
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
Okay, Chris.
Good afternoon.
If you understand women so well, I would think after about 3 hours you'd understand that perhaps it wasn't just the look that they're looking for. Maybe it's what's inside the shell.
Well, but it's what's what?
It's what's inside the shell.
Well, why are they at the sex convention? See what I'm saying? All the things that everybody's saying is not holding water, Phil. Because if these women are all about touchy-feely sensitivity and all that stuff, then why are they at the L.A. Erotic Adult Show? The reason why they're there, it's simple, is because they want some good sex. You know what I'm saying?
They may not be there shopping for your sex. They may be there for multiple reasons. Most likely, they're not going to run into a back room to have a quickie. They're probably looking for things to get home with.
Well, what do you think they're looking for? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Well, they're not the touchy-feely type if they buy double-ended AIDS. Do you know what I mean by double-headed AIDS?
Did you try looking them in the eye, smiling, some body contact, versus just asking them plain out if they want to run and have some good sex?
If they are into, you know, that, they should be at the Home and Garden Show, not the Erotica Show, if they don't want to put out. See what I'm saying?
I think your argument is very weak.
So the women who go to these shows, you're saying, Chris, are there to put out?
No. I'm saying the women that go to the shows are interested in sex. That's all I'm saying. See what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. Trust me, man. When you come out to L.A., look me up. I'll show you the ropes. Okay, dude?
Okay, dude. No problem.
All right, man. You get out of here, man. I'll show you how it's done.
Well, you keep shopping with the wrong piece of fishing equipment, okay?
What are you telling me, man? You would have had more luck than me?
I doubt it. No, sir.
Yeah.
I just think you're doing something wrong. If I took you all day to find something looking for in the wrong place.
I was wearing a yellow mesh tank top, black leather pants, with Tony Lama soft leather boots. What am I doing wrong?
It's obvious that you're taken with the way you looked and not necessarily with what you could give as far as emotional support.
Dude, what's emotional support got to do with it? I had a Rolex watch on and everything.
Doesn't matter.
Look at the
guy. I wear them. Doesn't matter.
What about the fact that I had on a shoe shine hair and hemp friendship bracelet? See, all that stuff adds up in my book.
Yep.
All right. Well, good luck. Thank you, sir, for your call.
Okay.
Good luck there, Chris, and try to find yourself somebody to take home at the Erotic L.A. Sex Convention. We have Chris Norton with us here. I can't believe you went all the way to that convention, man, just to look for someone.
No, so I didn't go there all the way. I didn't just to look for some chick to have sex with.
All right, well, then why are we focusing on this?
Because I think it's significant to let my listeners know, the people what are tuning in to hear my report, that if you go to the L.A., the Erotica L.A. Adult Entertainment Convention, that you may not find no chicks that want to have sex with you, and you could walk out of there with two blue, you know, balls in your sack.
Okay, thank you very much for that, man. Gee, that's great. All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. So John Rocker is a pitcher with the Atlanta Braves who disparaged gay people. And he, you know what? I don't know exactly what it was that he said that was that prompted the outrage from fans that it did. And I'm being very serious. He mentioned queers, and that's about it. Basically, he said that New York City was a city where you get on the A train. And where's the stuff that I got about Rocker? Where is that? What is this that she just gave me? I don't know what the hell this is. Damage control. Oh, they demoted Rocker to Richmond. Anyway, whatever. Rocker said, you get on a train to the Bronx. You get on a train to go to Yankee Stadium. And you're sitting next to, and I'm paraphrasing now, you're sitting next to some queer with AIDS. You're sitting next to some guy who looks like he just got out of jail. You're sitting next to a woman who is 20 and probably has four kids. And you're sitting, you know, basically, here we go. And you're basically sitting there with a bunch of scum of the earth. This really made a lot of people angry, particularly a comment having to do with, I don't like foreigners. The biggest thing I don't like about New York are the foreigners. I'm not a very big fan of foreigners. All right, so he said this. It was in a Sports Illustrated article written by Jeff Perlman. Now, Rocker finds this guy Perlman yesterday during a ball game and started screaming at him and basically blaming him for his troubles and said something to the effect, you don't know what I can do to you, and threatened the man. And so it's created another problem, not only for John Rocker and not only for the Atlanta Braves, but for Major League Baseball as well, because the guy is perceived to be a little bit of a loose cannon. And, you know, and there have been comments about him being a racist, and maybe he is. He did make a comment about Latrell Sprewell strangling or choking P.J. Carlissimo, that basketball player that choked the coach. I'm sure you heard about that. He said if that had happened to Keith Van Horn, that he'd be gone forever. But Sprewell got a break. So there's probably a whole lot going on with John Rocker that he doesn't quite articulate. Because the only thing that I could find in this comment that he made about, you know, riding the train to Yankee Stadium that was the least bit bigoted was the queer line, queers with AIDS. Everything else is probably the way most people think anyway. However, the guy has been not very, very popular in New York, that's for sure. He's not popular anywhere. He's not even popular with the Atlanta Braves anymore. His teammates are upset with him. And now the story that I just got here, he's been optioned down to Richmond. He's going to minor league baseball. I don't know, maybe the guy's out of baseball. Maybe he's one of the emptier heads in baseball. They used to have a dumbass named Dave Kingman, who used to be quite an empty head, too. Dave Kingman used to send female reporters boxes with dead rats in them. He was one of the emptier heads in Major League Baseball, and then along comes John Rocker. So there's never a loss. There's never the vacuum isn't vacuum for long. We do have on the line with us from Los Angeles, from Conservatives of Kern County, Larry Grover, to talk about this. And the political ramifications and the cultural ramifications of John Rocker. And Larry, thanks for being on the program with us. It's kind of at very late notice.
No problem, Phil.
What about John Rocker and these comments? What about this guy's future in baseball? Does baseball have room for this kind of, quote, free speech?
Well, you know, Phil, the very first thing that I think baseball needs to understand is John Rocker, are you familiar with where he's from?
No, I'm not.
You don't know where he's from?
No.
Well, then you better hold on to yourself because John Rocker comes from Statesboro, Georgia. Now, Georgia is in the South. And Georgia is also one of these states that is known for waving that Confederate flag pretty high.
Now, I lived in Atlanta. They don't have the Confederate flag. You're talking about on the State House?
No, I don't mean the State House, but I'm saying that Georgia is one of these places in the deep, deep South. And what do we mean by the Deep South? What we mean by the Deep South, Phil, are states that were traditionally the slave states in the Confederacy. And what do we mean about the white people that come out of some of these states? Some of them aren't too bright. And so I don't know whose mistake it is, but I really think that Bud Selig, first of all, ought to get with a program and realize who he's dealing with. He's dealing with a dumb Southern boy from Statesboro, Georgia. That's number one.
Well, wait a second. I mean, there are a lot of people that come out of the South that are not stupid, aren't bigoted.
Well, they're not, you don't have too many major league pitchers from places like Statesboro, Georgia, that don't have some kind of an attitude like this. All right, that's the first thing I think you have to understand. The second thing I think that needs to be talked about here, and I'm not sure how to do it, but I'm going to do the very best I can. This writer, this Jeff Perlman, is a Jew. And so what business do they have sending a Jew or a Jewish guy to go talk to a guy like John Rocker? You understand what I'm saying? In other words, it's kind of like that scene in American History X, you know, where the kid is talking to the Jewish boyfriend of his mother. All it did is just piss him off, right? And so,
Whoa. All right. Now, this is an adult man. He knows or should know what it is that he's saying. I'm talking about John Rocker now, right?
Right.
Okay. He ought to know what it is that he's saying. You understand what I'm saying?
No, well, but, Phil, I don't think what you don't get is that Rocker comes from Statesboro, Georgia. That's in the deep South. That's around Macon, Georgia. So a guy that comes out of that kind of a country, that's the red clay of Georgia. And so what that is just asking for trouble when you interview a guy like that. And especially when you sign a guy like that to a major league team, and especially when the team's in Atlanta.
I don't get it.
Well, a kid, he's not that far removed from his roots, for starters. So here he comes out of Macon. He goes to the big city of Atlanta, but he's still down there in the South. He's yakking all this stuff about going uptown to Bronx or go wherever the hell he's going to see the Yankees play, sit next to queers. This guy hasn't been that, he's not that far out of Statesboro, okay? He hasn't been to the big town. This is a guy that needs to figure it out, and until he does, everybody's got to get him a really wide berth. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I'm not sure I know what it is you're saying. Are you saying that we shouldn't be surprised that he...
That's exactly what I'm telling you, Phil. We shouldn't be surprised that this red clay-eating hick out of the guts of Georgia is going to come off with some comment like that. And then you turn around and you send down a Jewish writer to talk to him.
The Jewish writer. So here's what I'm...
Now, don't misunderstand me, Phil.
Now, wait, please, listen to me. Here's what bothers me. So, hey, you're going to go be interviewing John Rocker? Yeah, we better not send that Jewish guy, man. Better send somebody else. Is that what you're saying?
Well, it stands to reason. See, the Jewish guy pissed him off.
Okay, so as soon as he got sight of the Jewish writer, he got pissed and he started talking about queers with AIDS and everything else. Is that it?
I think they should have known better than to send that guy. So I think, in other words, Phil, that the fault lies not so much with John Rocker. I'm like you. I'm still trying to figure out what it is that he said that was wrong.
No. You misunderstand me. I know what he said that was insensitive. I also know that you have a right to your to say what you want in this country.
Absolutely, I agree with that.
But you know what? Major League Baseball has a right to employ who they want to employ. So if John Rocker wants to talk that way, he can go find the Aryan Nations Basketball Association, the Ku Klux Klan Major League Baseball Group, or whatever, you know, the National Football League of Germany, or wherever he wants to go play ball. But if he's going to be part of an organization that doesn't like attitudes like that, then he has to somehow contend with it. Okay, so I blame Rocker.
Well, I think you're wrong. I think you're barking up the wrong tree. When you take a look at where he's from and the fact that they sent a Jew to interview him, I think that they could have avoided this.
And they being who? The Sports Illustrated?
It's the same company, Sports Illustrated, Major League Baseball. It's all the same organization, Phil. And I mean, they're all...
It's all the same organization, literally or figuratively?
They're all getting money from the same pocket. So if you can understand what I'm saying, John Rocker, he's an Atlanta Brave, he isn't too bright, and he comes from Macon. Then you send a Jewish writer down there, what do you think you're going to get out of that, okay? You're going to get what you got, that Sports Illustrated article, and this kid's still walking around trying to figure out what he did wrong. That's like throwing gasoline on a fire. And that's what I say to myself, we got to look into this thing a little bit deeper. And you can see that the Braves agreed with me. Otherwise, they trade his rear end, but he's still playing for them.
Well, he got optioned down to their he got sent down to their minor league team.
Right, he's still in the organization. So the Braves get it, But they realize they're dealing with a lot of crackers, a lot of Northern Yankees, I should say, and a lot of really... And you know what? The only people screaming about this, Phil, I don't hear one black person screaming about it. I don't hear any gay people screaming about it. It's only white people. Because the white people are starting to scream about it before the black people can. The whites get so nervous.
Meaning what?
Meaning that the white people are going to scream about it before the blacks do. Otherwise, you're afraid you're going to get a liquor store burned down.
So oh, boy. All right. Hold on for a minute. What's he smoking? That's Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County talking about the John Rocker episode. This is Chapter 2, and in it, John confronts the writer of the original Sports Illustrated article to tell him in, and I'm paraphrasing, you know what, you don't know what I can do to you, and this isn't over between us, and basically threatening the man for writing the article in the first place that quoted John Rocker directly about his attitudes toward gays, foreigners, welfare mothers, New York City. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show here. Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County with us talking about John Rocker, the Atlanta Brave pitcher who this weekend threatened the writer, Jeff Perlman of Sports Illustrated, who had written originally about John Rocker and his attitudes in life. John Rocker said that riding through New York, imagine riding on the number 7 train, taking it to the Bronx, riding next to some queer who's got AIDS, next to some guy who looks like he just got out of jail, next to some woman who is some girl who's, you know, a mother of four. I don't like foreigners. And then here's the comment that I found. Larry, I don't know if you heard this.
Yeah.
Says... Asked if he feels any bond with New York Knicks guard Latrell Sprewell, notorious for choking coach P.J. Carlissimo 2 years ago, Rocker lets out a snarl of disgust. That guy should have been arrested, and instead he's playing basketball. Why do you think that is? Do you think if he was Keith Van Horn, if he was white, they'd let him back? No way. Rocker is rarely tongue-tied.
Well, you know, I don't know whether that's true or not, but you have to understand that this, again, Phil, is coming out of the mouth of a guy that comes from Macon, Georgia. And I don't think that you should be surprised by that. These are people...
You think everybody out of the South has these attitudes?
No, but I think that a dumb ball player from the South does. And so if you don't want the guy saying stuff like this, you're going to have to start watching who you're signing, and especially these southern states where you're going to start getting more and more of these dumbasses, you're going to have to watch who you're putting on the roster. Otherwise... These guys are going to talk to reporters, say the wrong thing about some black guy, and the next thing you know, the blacks are going ape. And, man, they will go crazy. I assure you, because I've been in the political arena for a long time, these blacks go nuts when you start talking about them like this. And the same thing with the gays. They go wild when you start saying things about their, AIDS. Boy, that's one thing you never want to touch. You don't want to touch that with a 10-foot pole. These gays will crucify you if you talk about the AIDS deal.
All right. So in other words, have some sensitivity is what you're saying.
Right. But don't be surprised if you hire a guy from Macon, Georgia, and he doesn't have any.
1-800-449-8686. Oneonta, hello. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes. Hi. How are you?
Yes, sir.
I'd just like to say that this guy from the conservative view, I don't think has a real clue. It doesn't matter if you're from Georgia or if you're from New York State, that opinion.
It doesn't? Then how come this guy isn't from New York State?
How come he isn't?
He's not from New York State.
He grew up in Atlanta.
Yeah, he happens to have grown up in the deep South, and I don't think there's any coincidence. Now you take the Jewish writer they throw in there, that's your asking for trouble.
Are they supposed to say, we don't want any Jewish writer to go down and interview John Rocker?
I think they ought to be sensitive to that, yeah. Absolutely.
All right, sir, is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
1-800-449-8686. They need to be sensitive to that. The fact that Jeff Perlman's Jewish, let's not send him down to talk to John Rocker.
That's exactly right.
John Rocker comes from Macon, Georgia. We're sending a Jew down there to interview him. Bad move.
You got it. That's exactly correct. And I think that the more that these the sports, anybody, any of the entities involved in sports are aware of these things, Phil, the better. And you know something else? Any place that has inbreeding, I mean, come on. All through the South, you've got a questionable lineage in terms of those things.
Oh, come on, man. That's been discredited over and over and over again.
Oh, discredited where? Where? In the discussion you've had? You got a lot of problems down there with the way these people think. And they've been thinking this way for a long time. Now, the Civil War didn't cure it. And I don't know whether we need to send some more troops down there, but they're going to have to clean up the way they think down there because look at the crap that it causes. Every time one of them opens up his mouth, especially to a Jewish writer, and these gays, they'll go nuts. What?
Every time one of them opens up his mouth, especially to a Jewish writer, and these gays, they'll go nuts.
Yeah.
You sound like my dad, you know that?
Well, I'll take that as a compliment, Phil.
Yeah, that's please do. Here is Lake Worth on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello. I'd just like to make a comment about the way the gentleman's talking and stereotyping all the people from the South like that. I'm not from the South originally, but... That's way off the block and saying that, what's the Civil War have to do with it?
Well, what I'm saying is we fought a war to try to clean their act up, right? Where are you from originally, sir?
Massachusetts originally.
That's a very proud northern
state. Stereotyping a little bit here.
That's a very proud northern state. Massachusetts gave us the 54th, which was the first black regiment. But you've got to clean these guys up down there.
What's to clean up? Don't you think that there's a little bit of craziness in every area of the country?
Well, yeah, but I find
just
it.
Say that all, they're all. They, we need to be cleaned up. It's just way off.
I find it interesting that the first guy to open his big trap and say something idiotic, guess where he's from? Macon.
That's the.
You know, I'm going to tell you something, and I mean this. When you start taking sheep. When you start taking sheep around the back of the barn, your thinking gets clouded.
Well, oh my goodness! How can you say that?
In other words, your thinking clears up if you take sheep around the back of the barn. Is that what you're saying?
No, sir. I'm not saying that
at all. Well, what are you saying?
In fact, I'm very far from that. I just think that you're just categorizing and stereotyping incident from a guy named
because
Rocker,
the guy comes
a baseball player that doesn't
he's a
really
baseball
have enough sense to
he's a baseball motion. Player from the South. You've had plenty of people from the South who were clear thinking, and their thinking didn't get clouded by the sheep. Okay, and
I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm going to tell you something right now. If you ask a ball player from Macon, Georgia, about gay people, New York City, this guy's going to do nothing but shove both his feet in his mouth.
Well, where did the sheep come into it?
I'm telling you this. Baseball players are not bright. They never have been, and they never will be, sir. They know one thing. They know how to play baseball. They have no opinion about anything that's valuable. They have
no
opinion.
What about Tony La Russa? Don't you think he's a little bright?
Tony La Russa, he's a,
maybe the exception.
You know what? He's a damn good baseball man. And that's about all that Tony La Russa's got. He's got a lot of Sicilian genes, as far as I'm concerned.
I am.
Well, you know what? Look it. You name me one bright ball player, and I'd be happy to talk to you.
Gosh, now that you give me
Phil, how about it?
I can't think of any intelligent baseball players, but then I'm not thinking very hard. Sandy Koufax was a very bright man.
Sandy Koufax.
Sandy Koufax was bright. What about the guy
there's
that...
There's a lot of them. I'm just...
What about the guy who was... what about Ted Williams?
That's a laugh. Ted Williams. You said Ted Williams?
Yeah.
Well, maybe Ted Williams.
What? But forget it. Who's intelligent? I don't know who's intelligent. I don't even know that John Rocker is very bright. In fact, he isn't. But, you know, he's from Macon.